Well, I don't know about you, but I have really sensed that God has been in our midst and at work in this place as we've worked through the sermon series on the Holy Spirit. And I believe that it's so fitting that today is the day that we are celebrating Pentecost Sunday. I believe it's really fitting. Today we are celebrating the outpouring of God's Spirit on His church. How beautiful. Well, I'd like to start by asking a question about cars. Specifically, does anybody remember their first car? Yeah? I don't know about you, but my first car was pretty much unforgettable. This was my first car, 17-year-old Jess, and I don't know about you, but my first car was very, very dodgy. Because 17-year-old Jess did not have a lot of money and I basically had to drive what I needed to, and this was her, and she had a name. Does anyone else name their cars? Yep. Yeah. I'm a car namer. Her name was Reckless Ruth. Reckless Ruth. And her name was Reckless Ruth for a reason, because she was pretty reckless. And she was very, very dodgy. And I would just like to preface this by saying, this is 100% the truth. I'm not just making this up because it's a good sermon illustration. Reckless Ruth was so dodgy that towards the end of her life, I had to carry around multiple milk containers in my car filled up with water, because every 15 to 20 minutes, I would need to pull her over and refill the radiator because it would literally burn out and it would be running on fumes. Now, 17-year-old Jess drove Reckless Ruth, but she drove her with pride because I couldn't afford another car. But church, this morning, I wonder, how often can that sound like us? Running on fumes and running empty, in need of refilling. Well, in case you haven't already guessed, today we're going to be talking about being filled up. Specifically, being filled up with the Holy Spirit. And we're going to keep coming back to this metaphor of a car throughout the sermon, because as you get to know me, Paramatta, you will learn that I love illustrations. So the title for the word this morning is Equipped for Purpose and Refilled by the Spirit. Equipped for purpose and refilled by the Spirit. Now, if we only take three words away from today, I want them to be equipped, purpose, and refilled. Equipped, purpose, and refilled. Now that we know those three words, that doesn't mean that we can fall asleep. We still need to be present in the room. Now, today's Bible passage is taken from the book of Acts in the New Testament. Now, just for some context so that we know what's happening in the book, at the beginning of the book of Acts in Acts chapter 2, at the beginning of the book, Jesus ascends into heaven. And then in Acts chapter 2, which JB spoke to us about, is where we read about Pentecost, the day that God poured out His Spirit on His church for the first time. And the disciples are filled with the Spirit and filled with boldness, and then they go and preach the good news. And at the beginning of chapter 4, we read about Peter and John teaching a group of people after they had healed a man. And when they're teaching this group of people, they're approached by some religious leaders and they're questioned about what they're teaching, why they're teaching it, the miracles that they're performing, and they're arrested. And they're brought before the high religious council and they're interrogated. And they're told to stop preaching. Now, this is a massive deal because these are the same leaders that had just crucified their friend Jesus. What the disciples were doing was risky business. Now, the passage that we're specifically looking at this morning is Acts chapter 4, verses 23 to 31, which Adam read out for us. And it gives the accounts of what happened directly after they're released from prison. So that's the context, and that's where we're picking up the story this morning. Now, let's come back to the illustration of a car for a moment. If a car is not first filled up with fuel, what happens? Nothing, literally nothing. If a car is not first filled up with fuel, it's not going anywhere, is it? It's not going anywhere. And just like a car cannot be driven unless it is first filled up with fuel, so do we, church, so do we first need to be filled with the Holy Spirit, need to be filled up with the right fuel. And church, it is the Holy Spirit that equips and empowers us. We are equipped by the Holy Spirit. Now, if we go back to chapter 2 in Acts, in verse 4, it says, "And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability." Now, I just want to highlight the last phrase for a moment. It says, "The Holy Spirit gave them this ability." And in chapter 4, verse 31, it says, "After this prayer, the meeting place shook, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Then they preached the word of God with boldness." They were filled with the Holy Spirit, and then they went and preached the word of God with boldness. It was after Pentecost, after the pouring out of God's Spirit, that the disciples were empowered and equipped to preach the good news. And in the book of Acts, we read about how the church literally expanded and multiplied rapidly, but the filling came first. They were first filled with the Holy Spirit, and then they went. I don't know about you, church, but sometimes I feel like I can forget that first crucial step, right? I don't know about you, but sometimes I find myself going out to do great things for Jesus, and I forget about that first step. I forget about the first step of first being filled up with God and His Spirit. The disciples were filled and then they went. The first step is that we are equipped by His Holy Spirit. So if the filling and the equipping comes first, I now want to ask, what is the purpose of a car being filled up with fuel? What's the purpose? So it can be driven, right? That is why we fill up our car with petrol. I don't know about you, but I don't fill up my car so it can be left parked on the side of the road. I fill up my car so I can drive it. And just like a car is not filled up with fuel so it can be parked, so are we filled up with the Holy Spirit for a purpose. We are filled up with the Holy Spirit so that we can go. Church, we are equipped for a purpose, to share the good news about Jesus. Church, we are filled and we are sent on a mission. We are filled and we are sent on a mission. In the book of Acts, during Pentecost, when the disciples are filled with the Spirit, they are filled and they don't just stay in the upper room, do they? No, they go. They go out into the streets. They are propelled into the streets and they share Jesus. And just like them, we are also filled with the Spirit and we are sent out on a mission. In chapter 4, verse 39 to 40, it says, "And now, O Lord, hear their threats and give us, your servants, great boldness in preaching your word. Stretch out your hand with healing power. May miraculous signs and wonders be done through the name of your holy servant, Jesus." I think it's important to highlight here that their prayer was not for their threats to be removed or their persecution to be removed. Their prayer on that day in Acts chapter 4 was, "God, would you fill us with your Spirit and would you give us boldness to preach your word despite their persecution?" Now, for the disciples, their threat to their life was very real. There was a real possibility that they could lose their lives or go to prison for life. Now, in Australia, thankfully, we don't have those kinds of threats today. But for us, there's still a cost to following Jesus, right? There's still a cost. For us, it can mean risking our reputation. It can mean being misunderstood, mocked, scrutinized, not taken seriously, seen as a bit crazy. Has anyone else been seen as a little bit weird? I have. A lot of my non-Christian friends and family think that I'm weird. That is a cost to following Jesus. Following Jesus means pursuing the values of Jesus as our priority in a society that values the things of this world. Standing for Jesus in a world that is against him comes with a cost, doesn't it? It comes with a cost. And in Acts chapter 4, when Peter and John are being questioned, they were told to stop preaching. They were told, you can't do this. And do you want to know what their response was? Their response when they're being interrogated by these high religious leaders, mind you, the religious leaders that just crucified their friend, their response was, we cannot help but tell of all of these things. We cannot help but tell of all of these things. And church, even though there is a cost to following Jesus, I don't know about you, but I want to be so filled up with his Holy Spirit that I cannot help but tell of all of these things, regardless of the cost. We cannot help but tell of all of these things. Church, we are a sent people. We're not a stationary people. We are a sent people. We are filled with the Spirit and we are sent on a mission. We're not filled with the Spirit to sit comfortably. We are filled to be sent. Parramatta Salvation Army is a sent people. That's just not Parramatta. If you're visiting here from somebody else, from somewhere else, you are a sent people. We are a sent people. We are filled with the Spirit and we are sent on a mission. Amen. If the idea of being filled with the Spirit and sent on a mission sounds terrifying to you, join the club. That terrifies me too. I don't think that that's my natural gifting. But remember, in this passage, the disciples, they prayed for boldness and God was faithful to give them that boldness. So if the idea of being filled for a purpose and sent on a mission sounds scary to you, we can pray that prayer too, just like the disciples prayed. We can say, Lord, would you give us boldness to proclaim your name in the world? And God is faithful to give us that boldness. We are equipped for a purpose, to share Jesus in the world. But just like a car needs to be continually refilled in order to drive, so do we need to be continually refilled and refreshed by the Holy Spirit. Church, we are refilled by the Spirit through prayer when standing for Jesus is hard. Church, let me ask you, what would happen if we just filled up our car and continued to drive and just forgot to take it to the service station and never refilled it? What would happen? It would break down. Has that happened to anybody? Has anybody run out of fuel before? Yes, that has happened to me. I now designate Caleb as the car filler-upper because I just forget. And there's been many times where I have needed to be rescued because I have forgotten to fill up the car. Church, just like we need to continually take our car to the service station and fill up the tank, so do we need to continually be refilled. Because just like if we didn't fill up a car, it would run out of fuel and it would stop running. The tank would get empty. And just like the tank on a car, so does our tank need to be continually refilled and refreshed by the Holy Spirit through prayer and coming to the feet of Jesus. I want to highlight something significant about Acts chapter 4. When Peter and John are released from prison, what is the first thing that they do? The first thing that they do is they gather together with other believers and they prayed. In verse 23 to 24, it says, as soon as they were freed, Peter and John returned to the other believers and told them what the leading priest and elders had said. When they heard the report, all the believers lifted their voices together in prayer to God. O sovereign Lord, creator of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them. Their first response was to turn to God in prayer. That was their first response, their first priority. Church, this morning I want to ask us, when standing for Jesus is hard, is prayer our first response? Is prayer our first response? Is our first response to come to the feet of Jesus and say, God, I need you right now. This is really hard. I don't know about you, but if I'm honest, that's sometimes not my first response. Although I would love it to be, it's not sometimes. But that's my desire. My desire is when standing for Jesus is hard, I want my first response for me to come to the feet of Jesus through prayer, asking him to refill me. Because the truth is that we can run to other things to fill us up. We can run to our friends, our family, that TV show we love, or that snack, or whatever it is. And that might fill us up for a little bit, but the truth is that we're going to run dry again, and our tank is going to be empty. The only one that can truly refill us and refresh us like we need is Jesus. So why isn't he my first response every time? I want him to be. I want him to be my first response. Because he is the only one that can truly fill me afresh and give me the strength that I need. The second thing I would love to highlight is in verse 31, which says, after this prayer, the meeting place shook, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Then they preached the word of God with boldness. Let's remember, church, that Pentecost had already happened in chapter 2. This is now chapter 4. And in this passage, we read about a fresh pouring out of the Holy Spirit, two chapters after Pentecost. Church, in this passage, God is faithful to fill the disciples again. God is faithful to fill them again. During this time, the disciples were under serious persecution, and God knew that they needed a fresh filling of his Spirit. Standing for Jesus can be hard for us when we're sent out on a mission in a world where so many are against him. And in this passage, when standing for Jesus deemed hard, prayer was their first response. And God's response to their prayer was to refill them afresh with his Spirit. Church, God was faithful to fill them again, and God is faithful to fill us again too. God is faithful to fill us again. You see, Pentecost isn't just a one-time event in history. When we pray and when we seek the face of God, he can fill us afresh every single day. Pentecost isn't just something that we celebrate once a year, although we do. Pentecost can be an every day for us. Every day, God can fill us afresh with his Spirit. I don't know a lot about cars. That might surprise you. I don't. When somebody asks me about the car that I drive, I normally start by describing what color it is. But I did learn one thing from having Reckless Ruth, and that was when a radiator isn't filled up, it can burn out and you can lose the engine. Look at me go with my car facts. When a radiator isn't filled up, it can burn out and you can lose the engine. This morning, church, I'm wondering how many of us can get caught in the doing, in the mission, in the running for Jesus that we forget to stop driving and fill up. And then we wonder why we're tired and feeling burnt out. Church, we can't forget about the refilling because we have a God that's faithful, amen? We have a God that is faithful to fill us again when we need to be refilled. So what do we want to take away from today on the day that we're celebrating Pentecost? Three things: equipped, purpose, and refilled. It is the Holy Spirit that equips us to fulfill our purpose as a sent people. And when we pray, we can be refilled and refreshed by the Spirit when standing for Jesus is hard. I received an email this week from Commissioner Miriam Lewis, and she shared some words that I really felt led to share this morning. Beautiful reflections from Miriam about Pentecost. I'm just going to share them quickly. Miriam said, as we approach Pentecost, I'm reminded that the Holy Spirit does not only comfort and counsel, he also sends. Pentecost was a day never to be forgotten. When the Spirit came, he came with power, with purpose, with a call that stretched far beyond one place or one people. The disciples were propelled into the streets. Acts chapter 1, verse 8 says, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses to the ends of the earth. I believe the Holy Spirit is still calling, still nudging hearts to say yes, to step beyond borders, familiarity, and comfort. What beautiful words from our commissioner, hey? Church, the Holy Spirit is still calling. The question for us today is, will we say yes? The Holy Spirit is still calling. The question for us is, will we say yes? Will we accept that invitation to be a sent people, a sent Parramatta Salvation Army? Because we are equipped with the Holy Spirit for a purpose. So this morning, church, I'd like to ask you, would you join me in saying yes today? Would you make a declaration with me that says, Jesus, I want to be filled and equipped by your Holy Spirit so I can stand boldly and unashamed for you? Will you join me in saying, I want to be bold for the name of Jesus despite the cost? Because Pentecost had a purpose, church. The purpose of God pouring out his Spirit was so that we could be a sent people. If your answer is yes this morning, if you want to take up the invitation to be a sent people, to stand boldly for the name of Jesus, I'd like to invite you to come down the front with me and light a candle as a declaration that says, Jesus, fill me with your boldness to share you in the world. Now, there's many candles down the front, so there's one for everyone. So if you feel led this morning and you want to say yes to that call, because the Holy Spirit's still calling, church, and not just today, every day, I invite you to come and light a candle, and you can take one of those home, and you can take home, there's some Bible verses printed out down the front that has Acts chapter 4, verse 31 printed on it. I invite you to come and light a candle and take a candle and a verse home with you. So that's the first thing I feel led for us to do this morning. The second thing I feel led for us to do this morning is to pray. In Acts chapter 4, when standing for Jesus was hard, prayer was their response. And God's response to their prayer was to fill them afresh with his Holy Spirit, a fresh outpouring of his Spirit on them. In preparation for today, I read many commentaries on this passage, and in the MBBC commentary, Richard Thompson described this fresh feeling of the Holy Spirit in a beautiful way, and I'm going to share it. Richard described this moment in Acts as a fresh moment of divine enablement for their mission. A fresh moment of divine enablement for their mission. Church, my prayer for us this morning as Parramatta Salvos is that this time of worship would be a fresh moment of divine enablement for our mission. A fresh moment of divine enablement for our mission. So this morning, church, if you've been feeling empty, if you've been feeling like you've been running on fumes and you've forgotten to pull the car over and fill up, I encourage you to pray just like the disciples did in Acts chapter 4. And I believe God will be faithful to fill you again. And if you would like somebody to pray with you this morning, I invite you to come and sit at the mercy seat or sit in the front row and someone will pray with you. the Holy Spirit is still calling, the question for us is, will we say yes today? So I'm going to pray for us, and then the team is going to lead us in a song, Holy Spirit, Rain Down. And I'll invite you to join me in saying yes. Dear Lord, I want to thank you for Pentecost. I want to thank you, Lord, that in Acts chapter 2, you poured out your Holy Spirit on your church. And I thank you that in Acts chapter 4, you were faithful to pour out your Spirit again. I thank you for the way that you've moved this morning, not just through the word, but throughout the whole service, Lord. I thank you that you're here with us, that you're present, that your Spirit is moving us, Lord. Lord, I pray over this time of response, Lord, I pray that you would fill us with boldness to be a sent people. I pray that it would be you that leads this time, Lord. Pour out your Spirit, Lord. Holy Spirit, rain down on Parramatta Savoys this morning. Lord, we want to hear from you. Lord, we choose to say yes to your Holy Spirit's calling today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.